Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
The average person may be tempted to say, I see no point in reading what some ancient philosopher, or for that matter, modern philosopher, has written. What they wrote has absolutely no bearing on my life. That would be equivalent to arguing, there is no point in my examining what television, radio, newspapers, and magazines are promoting. These media have no influence on my life. My friends, if you do not watch television, listen to radio, or read books, newspapers, and magazines, they influence the lives of all men and women, boys and girls, including yours. There is no way to get through life without being touched by all the philosophers, psychologists, the media, and by other aspects of society. Alfred Lord Tennyson wrote in his poem, Ulysses, I am a part of all that I have met. Our society is a part of all people, what they read, what they see, and what they hear. There is no way to avoid that. But we can have our minds focused on the Word of God and be able to overcome the evil which we contact every day. Most of the prominent philosophers have made some comments, good and bad, on marriage and the family. Francis Bacon was a British politician, scientist, and essayist of the Elizabethan period of English history. Will Durant's book, The Story of Philosophy, says concerning Sir Francis Bacon, on the stalest subject in the world, marriage, he is refreshingly original. He then quotes these sentiments from Bacon. And surely a man shall see the noblest works and foundations have proceeded from childless men. So care of posterity is most in them who have no posterity. He that has wife and children has given hostages to fortune, for they are impediments to great enterprises, either of virtue or of mischief. You may observe that amongst all the great and worthy persons, there is not one that has been transported to this mad degree of love, which shows that great spirits and great business do keep out this weak passion. Pages 127 and 128. It ought to be obvious to anyone who reads these words from Sir Francis Bacon that he was wise in some areas and very foolish in others. There is no scientific evidence to sustain Bacon's observation. In fact, experience proves the opposite. Bertrand Russell, the English agnostic, mathematician, pacifist, and moral reprobate, wrote extensively about marriage, human sexuality, and the family. If time permitted, I would like to read from some of his writings. But instead, I want to read one excerpt from his first wife, Dora Russell, an amateur philosopher in her own right. Dora Russell wrote, I believe in having two or three companionate marriages before one settles down. How else can one be sure? Complete inexperience is inadvisable both for men and for women when they marry. How could any advice be more stupid than that? Much of the social research which has been done on companionate marriages was conducted long after Dora Russell had died. But there is no proof, none whatsoever, that living together before marriage prepares young people to have better marriages. In fact, a survey in Sweden among women who had lived with men before marriage shows that those women had an 82% greater chance of being divorced than if they had not engaged in such immoral conduct. Dora Russell further wrote, I would not insist on absolute faithfulness in marriage. Marriage at present is submission to tyranny. It would not be wrong for a man to have six wives, provided he and they found mutual happiness. This wisdom descends not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. James 3:15